This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Later this week, we'll find out how many jobs the U.S. economy created in May, as well as what the unemployment rate is in this country. While the jobless rate is slowly declining, there's one segment of the population that will always have trouble finding work, ex-cons. But as Yolanda Perdomo reports from station WDCB, two companies in the Chicago area are only hiring ex-cons.
At a coffee roaster in Wheaton, Illinois, Lewis Dooley sifts through sacks of beans to be processed. The company is called I Have a Bean. Dooley joined in 2010 after serving 15 years for assault.
If they're willing to give me a chance and don't even know me, you know what? I'm going to work my tail off for these people, and I'm going to show them they made the right choice by choosing me.
Owner Pete Leonard says he wanted to give people a second chance. Leonard says when he worked for a software company, a coworker was jailed.
When he got out, our insurance company for our business said, there's too much risk. You got to fire this guy.
All seven of his employees served time for a variety of crimes, from forgery to armed robbery.
We end up knowing, as an employer, much more about the risk associated with any individual because they've listed what their issues are.
But many employers look at the stats. A Pew study shows that 43% of felons in the U.S. end up back in jail. Employers can bypass qualified applicants who happen to be ex-cons, according to labor analyst John Challenger.
Those people put their time in. They need to find their way back into the workplace. Taking a chance is one of the ways that change happens.
Welcome to Felony Franks. Are you ready to plead your case?
On Chicago's west side, a hot dog joint called Felony Franks sells items like the Chain Gang Chili Dog and the Misdemeanor Wiener. The place is controversial not because it only hires ex-cons, which it does, but for making fun of their jail time. It doesn't bother Kevin Jones. He's worked there for 3 years after serving time on drug charges.
It's given me the opportunity to see my own self-worth is a lot more than what I even envisioned. Sometimes it takes other people to see things in you that you don't see yourself.
In Chicago, I'm Yolanda Perdomo for Marketplace.